Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome back, Solara here. As always, an absolute delight to be with you. And today, I want to talk about something that if you really let it sink in, it absolutely has the potential to shift how you experience absolutely everything. This is probably one of the biggest game changers that has helped me to grow. And this is something that is not just there for those good moments, not just the things that feel aligned and just feels easy and effortless. This is for those times when you have those uncomfortable conversations, when you have those unexpected disappointments, you're just triggered out of nowhere by a friend or a family member. And a lot of the time, you wish that you weren't experiencing a lot of these challenges. My question to you is, now you may already know this, especially if you've been doing this work for some time. And if you're finding yourself listening to this, and it's probably because it might be something going on that you need reminding of that right now. If you haven't heard about this before, then this is going to be the difference that makes the difference for you for sure. What if none of the challenges that you experienced were random? What if every single person that you encounter, every challenge that you move through, every trigger is part of a precise mirror that is reflecting something back to you that you are now ready to see? Even if it's uncomfortable, you're now ready to work through it. Even if you don't think that you have what it takes. What if it's here coming up right now to help you to get to your next level? And without this trigger, without this challenge, the next level just wouldn't be available to you. What if this is something that is now ready to be seen, ready to be understood? And ultimately, this is the good bit. This is the bit you're going to want to hear. Ultimately shifted. Now, I know that this can sound a little bit kind of cliched. It can sound a little bit happy, clappy, Pollyanna. Because many of us have heard the whole, this isn't happening to you, it's happening for you. Type saying. And I get it. Believe me, I really get it, because when you're in the middle of a challenge and you're in the middle of something really painful, that perspective can not only be really annoying, but it can also feel a bit disconnected from your actual experience. Because let's just face it, like when you're annoyed, you're annoyed. When you're hurting, you're hurting. When somebody has hit you right in the jugular with something that they've said, it stings and it hurts. And the last thing that you need is to bypass that with some kind of mindset hack or some kind of positive quote. Don't get me wrong, there's definitely a place for those. But in these moments, when you're triggered, when you're stretched, when you're pushed, that can actually be more annoying than anything else. So I want to be clear, and those of you who know me, know my work, have been listening to me for some time, this kind of goes without saying, that this isn't about overriding your emotions. It is definitely not about trying to extract the lesson before you've even allowed yourself to feel what is there emotionally. Sometimes when we jump straight to a lesson, it's because it's a protective mechanism that's trying to stop us from experiencing pain. And when we do just jump straight to the lesson, we're not only rejecting ourselves and abandoning ourselves in some deeper way, but we're not growing. We're bypassing, and there's a massive difference. Bypassing is not only a protective mechanism, but it's also a form of self-abandonment, self-betrayal, self-rejection. The real growth, the kind that actually changes your life, comes from your ability to be able to hold both. The ability to be able to feel, because you know that when you feel, you heal, but also to know that this isn't random, that there's something in this that is actually part of your growth in order for you to reach the dreams that you have in your mind or on your vision board. And it's important in those moments to let yourself feel what is there for you. to let yourself feel what is there without judgment, without excuses, without criticism, just letting yourself be very human and experience the feelings that you are going through, knowing that you're not going to let yourself stay stuck in them, but also not overriding yourself, not dismissing yourself, not gaslighting yourself either, because that is equally as damaging as the bypassing segment. And while you're able to allow yourself to feel and also work with a little bit of the mindset, this helps you to become more open to the kind of question of, okay, well, what might this be showing me? I'm aware that there's something in this that is here for me and is here to help me. And when we ask these kind of deeper questions, it's really important that this isn't done in a rushed way while you're rushing on a school run or around the shops to get your weekly food shop. You can sit there with a cup of tea and in the silence of everything and just ask yourself, I wonder what this might be showing me. I wonder what's in this for me. How is this happening for me? How is this playing a part in my growth? I wonder, like, how through this challenge, what I can learn in order to upgrade and become the next version of me. So it's kind of doing it from a place of curiosity. And I know it's not always easy, especially when these challenges are difficult. But if we can bring in the question, what might this be showing me? It can really make a massive difference in how quickly, in a non-bypassing way, we move through a challenge. And I think this is very healthy. It's a very healthy internal leadership way of moving through challenges. Because what I've seen time and time again in my own life and in the work that I do with thousands of people over the years is that the people who truly move forward are the ones who create lives that feel aligned, it feels expansive, it feels on point, it feels purposeful, deeply fulfilling. And it's not because they've had it easy. Quite the opposite, actually. It's that they've learned how to use what life gives them, how to decode challenges in a way that helps them grow and become a more empowered version of themselves. So they basically, they've stopped seeing challenges as proof that there's something wrong with them, like life has it in for them. Like if there was a God, they wouldn't let me experience X, Y, and Z. And they start seeing these challenges as part of the process that is shaping the very life that they are dreaming of experiencing. And this, I love it, because this is where it gets really interesting. Most people are focused on what they want, understandably, right? Of course, it's a good thing to focus on what it is that you want, whether it's the relationship, the business, the car, the money, the house, the purpose. But many people, they're not always looking at the person that they need to become in order to actually hold all of that when it comes. Because manifestation is not just about attracting something into your life. That's only one small part of it. It's about becoming somebody who feels aligned, authentic, connected, peaceful, present, available, secure, and safe enough to receive it and actually keep it. And this is where the challenges come in. They don't come in because you're being punished, because you're not as good as everybody else, or you think you're not as good as everyone else because you sure are. It's not because you haven't got what it takes. It's not because you may have started and you feel started later than somebody else and you feel behind. It's not proof that you're off track, but as precise opportunities to reveal what's still underneath the surface that is stopping you from receiving all of these wonderful things that you want. And the things that are beneath the surface are things like your fears, anxieties, those patterns and cycles that keep repeating themselves, how you self-sabotage or protect yourself maybe, the way that you might be taking yourself further away from your own happiness without even realizing it. And that's why this question is very powerful. So instead of asking, why is it happening to me? The powerful question is, what is this showing me about myself? where through this challenge am I being invited to grow? What part of me is now ready to be seen, to heal, to be released? And even more powerfully, how might this be supporting the very thing that I have been asking for my growth? Because sometimes what feels like a setback, it's actually the exact thing that is clearing your path. It is the doorway to your next level. So you ask for the closer, deeper, more connected relationship, and suddenly all your fears around trust come to the surface. Perhaps you ask for more success, and then your patterns around visibility and self-worth seem to get activated. Or maybe you ask for peace, and everything that's been disrupting your peace, it comes up to the surface and is impossible to ignore. And absolutely can feel like things are getting worse. And it's hard not to get drawn into that illusion. But in reality, it's actually things are being revealed. And what's revealed can absolutely be worked with. What stays hidden? It keeps running the show. So there's a difference between feeling something and becoming consumed by it. There's a difference between processing an emotion and building an identity around it, because one's going to move you forward and the other one's just going to keep you stuck in that same loop. And I know how infuriating those loops are, because I've been stuck in quite a few loops over time. That's why I know that when we start to view challenges as opportunities for growth, it's a real game changer. So the work definitely is not to push past your emotions, to bury them, to hide from them, but it's also not to live with them either. You definitely don't need to do that either. It's to let them be seen, be felt, to come up to the surface, to move through you without losing yourself in them, because that creates a little bit of extra space in your system. And when you have a little bit of extra space, when you've allowed yourself the gift of feeling, you can come back to the question, okay, so what is this here to teach me? And I really want to make it clear, it's not about shaming yourself. It's not about blaming or shaming other people. It's definitely not about making everything your fault or pointing any fingers, but it is about taking responsibility for your experience in a way that actually gives you your autonomy. It gives you your power back. Because the moment that you see something is here for your growth, you're no longer at the mercy of it. You're now in a relationship with it. And from that place, you feel more empowered and you can respond differently. And when you respond differently, you break the pattern that has been repeating for years and years and years. This is where your reality starts to shift, because you're no longer meeting it from that same wounded place. You're not moving anymore from any hidden unconscious patterns. You're meeting challenges. You're meeting life with awareness. And that changes absolutely everything. Everything. So the next time something comes up, instead of going straight into resistance, straight into trying to fix it, make it go away, or even straight into meaning making, just pause for a moment and just let yourself feel what's there. Let yourself be human about it. You're not going to let yourself stay in it. And then when you're ready, you can gently ask yourself, what might this be here to show me? Because that question, if you're willing to sit with it honestly, has the power to shift not just this moment that you're in, but the direction of your whole entire life. And you absolutely deserve that. I'm going to leave you with that for this week. I'm going to be back with you the same time next week. In the meantime, if you have any questions, if there's any particular topics that you'd like to cover, let me know. I would absolutely love some feedback on this episode, any other episodes, and just any questions you might have. In the meantime, take care, and I'll be back with you same time next week. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.